October the 13th, 1987, at Bill Wilson's home, and it's with Lois Wilson, and this interview was with Nell Wang, Margaret Whaley, Cersei Whaley, and Lois Wilson. Lois is 96 years old, March the 3rd, 1987.
Well,
she really looks it, too.
Look it all, isn't it? She's really a very, she's also kind, she's a very nice one. Every once in a while, she gets mad, goes on a binge.
This is Empress the cat. She lets you know she's mad. She starts scratching.
She's an alcoholic cat.
You don't suppose she's a
anonymous.
Confirmed alcoholic or anything?
Maybe so. Maybe so.
No, the picture that we were talking about, the first one was one we, and there's not, and I wasn't sure that I had these pictures. We came up here one time with Ruth Breen.
Oh, Ruth Breen.
Ruth Breen and Margaret and I, and who else came with anybody? And we made some pictures outside, and oh, it was pretty. It was I don't remember what time of the year it was, or summer, I think. But you and Bill and all, and we were walking, and that's what these. I brought you a copy of those.
Oh, I'm good.
And he said he would show them to us.
Yeah,
I cut them out of. I took them out of some old reels that I've had for 30 or 40 years.
Oh.
Well, I've had them ever since then. That was in.
Now you did show. You've already shown them.
Pardon me?
You've already shown them.
No, no. No, he's going to show them. He's got the screen set up for you there.
Oh.
And then the other one, one time I met Bill in Denver, Colorado. We had a convention in Denver, Colorado.
I remember the convention.
And Bill came on the train.
I was there, too.
No, you didn't come to that one.
I was in Denver.
Oh, you were in Denver, but another time. This time, Bill came.
I see.
I think he'd been to his mother's, wasn't he? Or, no? That was when I met
you
in Amarillo.
Well, his mother was in San Francisco. She was in San Diego.
San Diego. Well, anyhow, this time, the pictures that I have here are when I met Bill on the train, and we came into Denver, and it was a tri-state conference. And there, one Saturday afternoon, Ed and Mary Delahanty and Margaret and myself.
I don't remember Ed and Mary Delahanty.
Well, they were old timers there in Denver. And anyhow, they had a convertible. And so Bill and Mary and Ed and Margaret and I, we got in this convertible and we got up on the high ridge out of Denver and went into Central City. That's where they have the old opera house in Central City, you know. And so I always told Bill, there, I got a picture here, he'll show it.
Excuse me, have you all met Fran?
Yes, he picked us up at the station that long.
Yes. Yeah.
So I used to tell Bill, there's a picture in here, he'll show in a minute, of Bill and Margaret going into a bar.
Oh.
And I told her, I said, don't ever put anything on me, I'll pull this against you, see?
Use that, all right.
But in this, in Central City there, we made some pictures of Mary and Ed and going in, and we're walking around Central City and going into the bar. We went in there and got a Coke.
That's a good one.
It is. You bad.
Did you look at it? Any?
I did, yeah. Anytime you want to show it, I'm...
All right. That's like she...
Let's see it.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can sit down. You can sit down over there.
Yeah,
and
now
sit
down now.
Yeah, I can. Set all the stuff up
around it. There's the girl.
Good. All right. Now, the thing that, I wanted to take a picture of what you all looking at.
Okay, it's very short. So.
Yeah, it's very short. You'll have to make it and see that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And the year again?
This is about 1950, Lois.
About 1950.
This is a familiar figure.
Familiar.
Look at that.
There's Ruth. Ruth Breen. I got some good pictures of you.
Well, have I got any coffee out there?
We got coffee out there. Having coffee.
Kind of awkward.
You're
trying to pose and not pose.
Everybody working hard looking
good. Yeah, is that true?
There we go.
But that's a treasure.
Yeah, there's some more. These others are the ones that show you the Central City.
You have that or just...
There, I thought they were on there.
No, that's all that's on here.
Oh, is that
on there? Yeah. That's the whole thing.
No, they didn't get it all. Then they were supposed to make copies of the...
Wow.
That's all that's there. I played it 3 times.
Hmm.
Well, they just didn't get the other one on there. One, and there was more of it. I thought that would look kind of short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe you just sent it to...
Yeah.
Well, let's see it again. It was so short.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. He's getting it together.
I'm trying to get it started to rewind it.
About the first time that I met you, when you came to, you and Bill came to, flew to Amarillo.
Oh.
You remember that?
Texas.
Amarillo, Texas. We got back on, Freda Jones was with me, and we met you and Bill, and we got on the plane and went to Lubbock.
Oh.
That's when Bill pulled out these papers he had in his pocket, and I said, "What is that, Bill?" And he said, "It is a tradition."
He said,
"And he was in longhand. They were written in out in longhand."
He just.
And he said, "I wanted some of you old ducks to look these over and see what you think about
them."
And I thought they were all right. I said, "I don't know what they're for, but they're all right." And then I tell the story once in a while about I had not seen you and Bill at that was in 1947. I had not met you. They said, How will you know Bill? And I said, "Well, I don't know. I think I'll know him. Me being a drunk too, I think I can pick him out." So here down the steps on this TWA plane, they deplaned, and Bill came off. He had the black hat on. You remember the black hat? He came down and no Lois. I said, "Well," she said, "Well, where is his wife is?" I said, "Well, she'll be along." And then down a little bit, Bill was coming right on about 15 feet behind. Here you were toddling along there, catching up with Bill. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember ever having to catch up with
him? Oh, yes. I was always walking behind him. And I never said him a word. I always let him do all the talking.
Oh, sure. Sure.
If I wasn't saying something, I'd say, "Bill, you tell them about this."
Yeah.
All that.
And he would, too.
He would, too. On and on.
On and on. But well said.
Yes, but it was interesting, but it went on.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right.
Okay.
All right, then. So, the end.
Yeah, that's summertime, I guess.
Yeah.
It looked like it.
Oh, yeah, with the flowers, yeah.
Everything's green.
Everything's green.
You notice there isn't any pavement on the road. It's the road is coming in.
We all look like pretty young chicks there, you know?
Yes, that's a
great. Oh, I think, well, isn't that marvelous?
That's a great, beautiful picture of the road. Yeah, that's a That's a terrific old
man, Rich. I've got all of it.
Well, I don't understand. I didn't get the other one. Mm-hmm. Huh.
I'll have it all.
Part of it.
I can have it slowed down a little bit, too. It seems like
it's
playing
it's
a little fast.
Mm-hmm.
This projector, I just rented, I can't adjust the speed on it.
That's right.
But it's playing a little fast.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have it transferred, I can slow down. I'll send you a copy
okay.
of that.
I'll send you both of them.
It'll make it more interesting if it is. Rewind it.
I thought the other part of the reel was on there, so there was the other one was longer than this one, I believe.
Of the picture, is it?
For being that old.
For being that old, it's great. That 40.
What year was this?
About 1950.
Should we hang on to this, or do you want to take it back and send them all?
No, if you'll mark it and keep it, I'll send you the other, and you can put it together if you will.
Yeah.
That's remarkable to be that old.
Yes, it is.
The color in
1950.
There.
1950.
Oh, you all
that's
look
okay.
so great. Wow.
Looks so young.
35 so years young? Or so.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
1950 to 87, that's 37 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Well, that was exciting. I love that. That'll be a nice treasure for the archives.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting just to see the awnings on the floor.
Yeah, right.
The awnings?
Awnings.
Yeah, there were awnings on the porch. At least on this end of it, Lois. There was something there. You could just see a little bit of it.
I didn't notice that.
No.
Because I don't think I had awnings.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was going to ask you about that I've thought about over the years was you and Bill, we used to talk about, didn't you? You knew Abby first, didn't you, before Bill knew him? Did y'all go to school together?
Well, Abby was younger than I was. I went to didn't go to school. This was up in Vermont,
uh-huh.
in Manchester. We met. My family and Abby's family knew each other well. Very well. And I used to know Abby's older brother better than I knew Abby. Abby was younger than I, and he was a pal of my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
I knew him.
Well, Bill didn't know Abby then, did he? When you first.
He knew him soon, though, because Bill was from up that neighborhood too, you know. He went to the school. He went to school that Abby went to. Byron Burton Seminary was the name of the school up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like some coffee, Margaret? And how about?
I don't think I have any.
A little tea or something?
Oh, I'd love some tea. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I see. That's
lovely.
And you, sir?
Yes, I'll have a cup of coffee,
too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank
you. I was laughing about, or we were talking about all of the when Abby, when Bill was in Dallas, and this was 1950 also. Bill and Ole Lancaster and I were sitting in the Melrose Hotel chatting with Bill. So I asked Bill what he'd rather see happen. This is from the beginning of April 50, see? I said, what would you rather see happen now in AA than anything that's ever happened before? And without even thinking at all, he said, I'd rather see Abby have a chance to get sober.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we brought him to Dallas.
To get him sober. And he stayed sober 6 or 7 years.
I know it. And then he had a little bout, and then he had a long sobriety again, and he went out to Ralph Jones' ranch, you know, out of Ozona.
Yes.
From Dallas. And he
on a ranch or something.
On a ranch, yeah. And he came back, and then most of the time was sober after that. But that was a result of Bill saying what he said. That
He'd rather.
He said, I'd rather see him get sober than anything that's happened up until now.
Yes.
So that's pretty neat, wasn't
it? Yes, that was neat.
That's what we mean by pass it on.
Yes, it is, pass it on, all right. So, well, those were great times.
Yeah, I think about them every day.
You do? Yes. You walk back. Well, I don't think about it because my life is so busy and so full. So many people coming from so many parts of the world.
I don't know how you keep up with them.
All over the world they come.
Sure.
So,
yeah. They don't let you have any time off, do they?
Well, I enjoy it. I'm making big.
You wouldn't want them not to come, would you?
I wouldn't want them not to come. So, well, that was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sorry. That's a terrible that we didn't have it all. I thought this.
Well, maybe when the other will have, you'll find for the missing part of the other.
This is the story of your home movie. You know, everybody got all stressed and ready to watch the home movie.
Right.
And either we didn't have the proper thing or whatever.
That's the way most home movies are.
Yes.
Something wrong with it.
Right.
That's right.
Something happened.
Well.
But that was worth it.
Well, a little bit. You know, I was surprised in looking through all the films that I made during those years to find that, just that much.
Yes.
But I found the other part of the one that made it Denver, too, and it, I believe there's more on it than there was on this part here.
Did you take some at the Alzheimer's Day? I guess you took pictures of the Alzheimer's Day, didn't you?
Here?
Yeah.
No.
No. Picture-taking.
I was over my picture taking by then.
Oh.
Put that in your pocket.
You're not going to have any candy, huh?
I don't think so, no.
Would you like to have it for guests?
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody asked you anymore to tell the story about throwing
the
shoe
at
Bill.
Tell the story about what?
About throwing your shoe at Bill.
Oh, yes. Does
anybody ever ask
you? They still talk about throwing the shoe at Bill.
I'll never forget the first time I heard you tell that.
That's what started out on.
Told him to have to go on to his old meeting then.
What?
You told him to go on to his old meeting.
Meeting. I said, damn you, old
boy. Oh, did you say that? You called him a damned old baby.
We were reminded of a little plaque upstairs and then a shoe right near it.
Yes.
That was cute.
Is that the same shoe?
That's going to ruin our
is that
outside.
The same shoe?
Oh, no, that's a little toy shoe.
You threw it pretty hard at him, though, didn't you?
It didn't hit him, though.
Oh, well, then that didn't count.
Getting it all wrong.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, no. Has everybody got the tea and coffee?
Now we're getting it, yes.
Everybody getting some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I often think about last time that you and Midge came down to it. Midge came to the state convention the last time you came down to Texas?
Midge.
Well, who was that that came with you that time?
I believe it was Midge.
I
thought it was called Midge. I don't know.
I've forgotten that.
I still like it.
Yeah, she probably does.
No. Anything I don't know, I said I still.
I still, she knows. Was it Midge that came with her to the think they should announce.
I think so. I think.
I think it was.
Who was Midge?
Who was Midge? Oh,
Midge McFadden.
At the office, staff member at the office came in the early.
Kind of red-headed, sandy-headed girl, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And short. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm quite sure that was Midge.
I think it was Midge.
I'm sure it was too.
What year was that? I don't remember.
Well, it would have been.
It was about.
Middle or early 70s.
75 or
yeah.
74, 5,
right.
6, somewhere along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. Oh.
You drank very much coffee, Marsh?
Do I drink that? No, not too much. I have one cup. Part of a cup in the morning and part of a cup now in the afternoon. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. That's good coffee.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Very good.
Yeah, I think about the time, too, that we were up for the old timers deal up here. That's where 82. Nell said, when we had all the bunch up here, you know.
So much fun. We enjoyed that.
Yes. And the old timers meeting.
Yeah.
It was after Bill left.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good time.
It was.
Bill was full in. Oh, boy.
I have open houses. Open house every New Year's, I'll just say. A little after New Year's or sometime around there.
Oh, come Carrie.
What's this called?
Carrie.
Carrie, these folks are from.
They're from.
Carrie's another one of my great helpers.
Right.
You got some good ones.
I have.
Two of them right here. in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll go in and chat with Marilyn and
watch
the
answer.
What?
I'll go and see Marilyn in a minute. Yeah. I have quite a staff there.
Yes.
You sure do.
I'm glad, looking glad is wonderful. He's my secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps track of everything for me.
I've got three or four pictures, you know, the picture of Bill and Eddie up in the archives here. I've got four or five other pictures were made at the same time.
Oh.
I'm going to send them to you.
Lying down on the ground, Bill and Eddie?
No. No, they were made up in Al Badger's place there in Dallas. It was me and Eddie and Bill and Joe McKendrick and Oldie and all that bunch, you know. I've got some of those. I want to send them to you so you can put them up there. But
okay, that'd be good. I've got a great big album. It's on the floor underneath here, but it's a big, great big album like this. But over hundreds, I think it goes into the thousands, pictures that I've got. I've tried to organize them. I've tried to put them in so that people can enjoy looking at them.
It's a job, isn't it?
Oh, it's a terribly big job.
Well, it's impossible to do it all.
I've got them. I've got their pictures all segregated and dated.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how they are in the chronological order.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've done a lot of the work, Dan.
So, it's a terribly big job.
It is really a job.
I have two great big albums.
That's the ones I think we saw upstairs.
Oh, no.
No, the one down here.
It's down underneath the sofa here. We put it on the floor underneath when you come. Oh, I want you all to sign my book. Have you signed my guest book?
Fred, no, but I guess we will.
Fred, would you get the...
I'm getting
it. Mm-hmm. I have to go to get everybody to sign my guest book. That guest book is a regular history. I mean, it tells who was here when. Uh-huh. I've had it, oh, I don't know how many neighbors I've got it. This is just, we took most of it out. This is just lately, fairly lately.
How far does it go back to, Lois? Have you been keeping it for years?
Yes, but I, not when we first came.
Oh.
I think it was in the 50s. I don't think I ever did it. 40s.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one we came here.
Well, we've been up several times. Guess we've signed it several times.
There is a one advisor. Are you all careful?
See you tomorrow.
Okay, stay home.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye. Bye. Bye now.
Well, this she's got
from the station.
This is a thing
called
that's what it's calling from the
pretty car.
Yeah.
We've got people that work.
We have
Pontiac. Really?
We have a four. We have a room.
I've only had this about 3 years.
We're made outside here in 1950. We were standing out there outside. You remember we got Bill an old DeSoto car?
Oh, yes, sir.
Sent it up here?
Oh, yes.
We were standing out here that day when they brought it.
Oh, you were?
You remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Well, that was, yes, I remember. I remember you all got together and sent a call.
Got him an old DeSoto car, one of those looked like a turtle. Yeah.
Those are big cars. Johnny Thornton was laughing on his show the other night about the VCRs.
Oh.
He said everybody had such a hard time figuring out how to work them.
Oh,
He said you could get a video on how to
hook
up your VCR and how you play the video.
If you can't, it'll be really good. Bit of a problem.
You see this card?
Yes, I love it.
The
card is wonderful.
She likes it.
I'll tell them this is she and this is me.
Yes,
right. And here's Moshe. Is a cat down.
No, my word, yeah. Not even, yes. Got them all in.
Got them all in.
Yeah, I got Empress in there and the whole bit.
Empress is in there. And drinking wine.
Uh-oh.
Wine.
Wonderful hats she's got on.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I noticed the cat,
Leslie. Oh, you didn't notice it?
The cat's down at the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same color as Empress, though.
No, not the same.
That's the same color as our cat was.
It was
gray.
Well,
it's gray, it's kind of gray, friendly.
How did she become a part of the family? Is she a stray?
No, she's not. I had a friend who had a cat who had kittens.
Oh, okay, that'll do it. Yep. Take care of that.
How many kittens were there in her litter?
Oh, I don't remember how many, but quite a few. Here she comes, speaking of the devil.
You didn't want more than one anyway, did you?
Hello, Emperor.
Hey. Come here.
Yes, she is.
Goes out and gets cold, comes back in.
Yes, thank you.
She
usually
does
like. people. She doesn't like calls. She usually goes and hides somewhere for quite a long time.
Oh.
If the cars cover the door.
Well, I mean, she may have been frightened or got too close to the road or something once, and the smell is scared of them. Oh, yeah. The leaves are falling. Yeah, all the leaves are raking is the next thing. Although I guess that's what Ron is doing, if they're raking up the leaves.
Well, we've been starting. We've started already.
Yeah, somehow. Maybe get it together.
Yeah. Is raked a couple of times.
Oh, my word. Well, that's a full-time job.
We were up with a lot of pretty trees and leaves turned up in Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
Montreal, we were up
have
there.
Have they turned up there?
Pardon me?
Have the leaves turned?
Oh, yes. They were just beautiful. They were just started at the right time.
I think we're getting ready to go. We're going to go back to France.
Good today. We
sure have enjoyed the visit, will you? Well, I sure have enjoyed having
you.
I'm sorry I wasn't here for a while.
Oh, well.
I'll
run
upstairs.
I had to go upstairs this morning. Oh, no.
Where did Mary go?
I've got to take the projector back. By 5 o'clock. It's projector back.
Where did you go?
Elmsburg. So I've got to be down there before 5.
So you'll be here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. But I'll take you back to the city and take you right to your hotel or wherever you want to go.
Oh, you're going
to
take us back to the city?
I'll take you back to the city.
He goes
in the city.
Oh, yeah.
I live in New York.
Yeah, well, Nell told me that.
Yeah.
It'll be my pleasure.
Oh, great.
A lot of it does. So you'll be here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Well, you keep in touch with us, will you?
Yes, if you'll keep in touch with me.
We'll do it. We'll drop you a line. I'm going to send you those pictures. I think you'll get a kick out of them.
I'd love to see.
And I'll send him those other movies of Bill and all when we were in Denver.
Yes.
And I think you'll enjoy those, too.
Oh, yes, I'd like to see those. I'm sure.
Okay, you'll get them. Been a long time.
Yes.
Last time we had a visit, well, he was in 82 at the old-timers meeting.
82?
Was that 82, wasn't it? Yeah.
Just about this time of the year.
That's what Mel said. It was 82. When they had all of them up here, you know?
Oh, yes.
In October, too.
It was in October, yeah.
A little warmer than it was probably today.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty warm that day, I remember. Yeah,
this is unseasonably cold.
28 or 30 we have it this morning.
38 this morning?
28.
28.
Oh, my word, was it that cold?
Yeah, and this is the end of the recording made at Lois Wilson's place on October the 13th, 1987. And this is the end of the recording. Those attending the meeting were Nell Wing, Margaret Whaley, Cersei Whaley, Fran, the caretaker and helper of Lois Wilson, Lois, and Mary and Nell's sister. Nell Wing was secretary to Bill Wilson all the years, 35 years. And then some of the workers at the Stepping Stones place, the home of Bill and Lois. And this is the end of the recording. And also of our visit to Stepping Stones on this date.